Okay, next. So the next item is in Prince George County, where you'll be acting as the wetland board. Prince George County has not adopted the wetlands ordinance. Specifically, the Department of the Army is requesting authorization to construct 215 linear feet of riprap revetment in non-vegetated wetlands and install 3 600 square foot open pile piers along the Appomattox River at the Meckling Training Center in Fort Lee. This project requires a wetlands board permit as well as a sub-aqueous permit. So we are in this tiny portion of Fort Lee that is across, that is adjacent to the Appomattox River. And the Fort Meckling Training, or the Meckling Training Center, is a training center for soldiers to learn to purify water. So in this area, they deploy their pump systems, pump water into basins on the upland, and learn to purify in different situations. So you can see the building here, and they just use this shoreline to deploy their pumps and to pump into this building. Currently, the shoreline is stabilized with this rock or this cement mat system. And it's experiencing some erosion from underneath the mat system because the Appomattox River in this area has large barges that come by. Those barges that low tide pull in water, throw that water out into pretty high energy situations. The water kind of goes all the way up to where you see this sandbag here. So what they're proposing to do is place riprap at the toe of this revetment, as well as give the soldiers a safer way to access the water and deploy their pump systems by providing these three piers. They're asking for three piers because they train a large amount of soldiers at the same time. They have about three classes, 10 to 20 soldiers per class that are all deploying in this situation. So some on-site pictures. Here where the survey crew is going to be the toe of the riprap revetment. And it's going to grade back to the existing structure here. And then where this surveyor is standing is the most channelward limit of the pier. So at most, it's going to extend 17 feet channelward of mean low water. And you can see it's about knee height at that point. And just a picture so you can see the type of gear that they're deploying, so you can see the end of the pump system here and your pump that leads up to this building. When the soldiers are doing their training and the barges are going by, it's causing some issues with deploying the pumps and also fouling some of the gear. So the proposed shoreline work will not impact any vegetated wetlands and will improve the stability of the existing structure. The project location and the consistent use of the shoreline do not make the location suitable for living shoreline features. No compensation is deemed necessary for wetlands impacts based on our wetlands mitigation and compensation policy. So therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2, 1205, and 1302, and the wetlands mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed with the following conditions. A time of year restriction, I'm sorry, I skipped over this part. I'll go back. A time of year restriction from February 15th through June 30th and August 1st through November 15th for work channelward of mean low water. And the permittee agrees to apply and maintain reflective material at the channelward end of the proposed piers to aid in navigation. Those conditions were based off of comments from Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, which recommended the time of year restriction for anadromous fishes and sturgeon channelward of mean low water. And the U.S. Coast Guard requested reflective material for aiding recreational vessels in navigation.
Any questions of Rachel? I know the area very well. I was just telling Mr. Ballard, I used to jump off the railroad trestle that's just downstream of there and used to catch herring out there when I was skipping school. So, yeah, I know that area very well. Is the Army represented, present?
Yes, sir.
Come forward. Good day, sir. You raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Thank you. State your name, please.
Delvin Murphaker.
Do you have anything to add or anything else that you'd like to say about the project?
No, we just going through the permit process and and hopefully everything will go well today.
It's looking okay. This location, is it downstream from the Federal Correctional Institute or upstream? It's got to be back in that area somewhere.
I believe it's downstream.
Downstream? Okay.
Yeah, it's downstream.
Between FCI and the nice apartments on the water down that way somewhere? Yeah, okay. Any questions?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Anyone here else in support of the project? Come forward. Good day, sir. Would you raise your right hand? Solemnly swear testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, except God. You state your name for the record, please.
Brian Heath. I'm project manager at Lead Poor Services, design build contractor. I just wanted to go on record. Rachel's done a fantastic job putting the thing together. Just want to also add to what she said, you know, no change in use. Just a safer way to do the training.
Good deal. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Anyone here in opposition to the project? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tanker to approve. The second by Mr. Miner. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Thank you.